Parshas Truma, the Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, writes that Sefer Shmois is called Sefer HaGeula, because the Yidden were in Golus, and then they are Shavu, El Mailas Avoisom, and they go to Geula. And the Ramban explains, the truth is Sefer Shmois, Shmois Ve'erabai B'Shalach, is the Geula, Eser Makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Parshas Tetzach, that we can understand, that that's not the end of the story. Ulakachtem Lila'om, Matan Torah, Yisroi and Mishpatim. Matan Torah is part of Geula. But Truma Tetzavah Kesitza Vayakal Pekudei, the third segment over here, which is about Mishkan, Mokim HaVashuras HaShchina, it's Mavur that that's also part of the Geula. Because when they came back to Milas Avoisom and Boel Har Sinai, V'osu Mishkan, then Oz Nechshavu Geulim, that's when they're considered Geulim. So it's important that yes, we're starting the series of the parashas about the Mishkan and Ashuras HaShchina, but it's part of the process of Sefer Shmois and the Geula. Now, Avada Mishkan is a soid godol that a metzias of these krushim and urios and kalim and various physical chomer, the keinyonim, when they're done with the explicit and specific instructions of exactly how, kacha, that's the soid. This is a mokum tzimtzum of Ashuras HaShchina. The Ramban writes that Be'etzim, the Musuk of Mishkan, is really an inyan that you should have the tzimtzum of Maimon Har Sinai. It's after Maimon Har Sinai. We want to have that it should be always in a Mokam Kavua, a place of the Nakuda of the Maimon Har Sinai. The Vice says the Nakuda Merkozis is Taka the Oroin with the Luchai Sabris. Emma says there's other Mahalchim and the Rishonim. The Sifurna learns a Chiddush. Other Rishonim go like this also. He says that Be'emes, it's not a Lechatchila, Mitchila. It was supposed to be. The whole idea that the Shechina is mitzumtzum to this specific place is a taitso of Cheta Egel. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be like that, and that's a different way of looking at it. Now, Avada, though, either way, the mokum of Mishkan is this mokum for Ashuras HaShechina. The Medrash writes in Shir HaShirim in Kapitel Hey, Bossi Lagani Achoisi Kala. The Medrash describes that Be'etzim in the Tchila, in Gan Eden Avada, it was Ashuras HaShechina to the ultimate Lamato. And then slowly, because of Chatoyim of Odom, Kayin, Enosh, Dor HaMabel, Dor Migdal Bovel, Sdoim, Mitzrayim in the times of Avram, it kept on going up, the Shechina, away from this world. And then there's a series of seven levels of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kos, Amram, Moshe, Bo Moshe, Vahiridon La'aretz, and he brings it back, that there's the Mokam HaShechina. Now, Slam, the Etzem idea, I saw an interesting Nakuda, the Etzem idea that the Etzem, it could have been that the Ashuras HaShechina would be the entire world, would be the Nakuda of Ashuras HaShechina. I saw in the Hakdama, in Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, he writes how the Torah is connected, Tchilosei V'Soifa. He does it with the Masechtas of Brachas and Nid also, but specifically Rabbi Chumash, he says, what's the connection of Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the end of Dvarim, to Bereshis Bar Likim? He says, he brings the Medrash, that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, we know Chazal Darshan, it's going on, Yashar Koichacha Sheshibarto, the Shviras Haluchas, which he says is like, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael a get. There's a zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. And he's being shoyver the luchas is like giving a get. L'chayr, if he gave a get, then she shouldn't take us back. Right? If someone is Megarish Ishtay and she goes to someone else, she goes to the other Umay Sa'ilam, then it shouldn't come back. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, it says, Ki yikach ish ish v'hol chavayis l'shachar. V'ani ani keil v'loy ish. But he wants to be masber, that it means starker, because when a Baal is zoyrik the get, if he's zoyrik the get in his own chatzar, so it's not considered an Essenus get, because it's still in his chatzar. So, le'enei kol Yisrael, and it was a get. But why is it not a problem? Because Bereshis Bara Likim, as Hashemayim is Oretz, Molei, Chol Ha'oretz Kvoidev. Or, b'cholif, in Avada, there was a tzivi over here, where there was the chatchila b'dievet, to have a specific mokam Ashuras HaShechina. The Chofetz Chaim, ala Torah, brings a medrash, a psikta, a chazal. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, livnois le'bayis. The lashon of the medrash is, nizdazeya Moshe. Moshe started shaking. Zazua. Haloi Shemayim Ushmei HaShemayim Lo Yechalkaluka. The entire universe, all the heavens, can't be Soivel and be Mechalkal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it that just this amount of crushing? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Lefi Koichi. It's not a Moim Usagim El Lefi Koicham. I'm expecting them to do what they can do. Esrim Keresh Petzof and Esrim Keresh Bedorim. Continues Moshe Rabbeinu and Aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him and he writes Karbonis Amalei Moshe and his Dazeya Moshe. Even if I give you all the animals, all the food, this is the Indian of Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding it of us, but lefi koichenu. And the Emes says, Avadu, what the Eibishter wants is, v'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom, the Al-Shech HaKadosh, and others write, b'soich kol echad v'echad, rachmona libaboy, the Eibishter be'etzim is a hashruah sashchina in each one of us. Mishkan is a hechatimse that it's be'etzim supposed to be manchil, the hashruah sashchina, b'leiv kol echad v'echad. It's not a coincidence that we lay in these parashis of Mishkan in Chodesh. Adar, Adar is Aleph, Dar, Alufei Shel Oilam is Dar. It's a place of making Adira b'tachtoinim in this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw in some forum, they write an interesting derer, the Mishkan, a different derer of Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash as well. You know, there's a concept of an embassy. When you walk into the embassy of a country, you're al pi chok, you're going into that country. You're going into the United States Embassy, you're entering, you need your passport there, not for identity, also that, but you need it because you're entering the country, you need, if you have global entry, maybe it works, I don't know, I have to ask, but it's, you have to work, it's, you're going into the, in that place, you're in the area of the choik of that Medina. And the klolei chukei ha-Medina apply. And the Mishkan is the embassy of Shemayim. And that's why the Nisim that happened in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos says, and Chazal describe in Yuma and other places, the Nisim bin Aflois, then were the Mikdash. Yes, Avadish, like the Archetev, and Neis, Akol Machon. But the Nakuda is because it's Taka. It's the embassy of Shemayim. Chukei Shemayim apply. Chukei Shemayim apply over there. Now, if one were to ask, Aber Becholzis, what's the Nakuda Merkazis of Mishkan? There's so many different Kalim and Inyonim and concepts. What's the Nakuda Merkazis? The embassies, I would say like this. On one hand, someone would stress, Vasei, it's the Ashuras Hashchina. It's a bias of Ashuras Hashchina. On the other hand, we'll say it's the Torah. Everything is Torah. The Orah and the Luchas Habris. The Torah is the most important Nekuda. And Mitzad Shlishi, the Tzela HaShlishi, which I want to touch up now, is Kol Isha Sheyidven Alibay, the Abish, the Wanted Be'etzim, the Nedivas Halev of a Yid, of a Klal Yisrael. And that's Avadi Yisrael, Vo'i Raisa, the Kutche Brich Uchadu. You have to know what that means, but there's a Mishulash over here of these three in Yonim. And Taka, the Nekuda Merkazes of all three of these is in the Mishkan. Hashras HaShchina, Torah, and Klal Yisrael. I saw this farm bring down that he spoke of that many times, that the letter Vav is the letter that connects in Diktuk, the letter Vav, and it attaches, it's Mechaber. Now you could be Mechaber, Vav, and Vav, and we know Vav can be spelled Bimilui three different ways. Most letters have a standard way how you spell them, but Vav, Hey also, some other letters are spelled in various, I find them. Vav specifically is spelled either Vav, or Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav. Interesting enough, Vav is 12. Gematria 12, Yud Beis Shvatim, Klal Yisrael, Vav Aleph Vav is 13, Yud Gimel Midois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vav Yud Vav is 22, Chaf Beis Ois Yishe B'Torah. So the Vav is the Yisrael, Vairais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also saw pretend that's also Anoichi. Anoichi, in the first word of Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi Aleph is Aluf Yishe Loilem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud is the Aseres HaDibros, which is Torah, and then he left with the letters Nun and Chaf, which is 70, the Shivim Umois, or actually Klal Yisrael, who's the center of the Shivim Umais. Now, Avada, the Indian of Mishkan is also where we know, we spoke about in the previous parashas that, and this is all part of the Geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a Zivug. We know there's a Zivug that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasson and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. There's also a different aspect. Klal Yisrael is the Chasson, Torah is the Kala. But in this Marechas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasson and Klal Yisrael is the Kala, what was the Kedushin done with? In Kedushin, the Nisuin, the Zivug? Kesef! Shtar, Bia, Kesef, Biza Sayam, Shtar, the Luchais, Bia, Va'ovoya into the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Mokem of, you know, the Pasuk and Sefer Melachim talks about Yoshio HaMelech. He was hidden as a young child, so his grandmother shouldn't kill him. And he was hidden in the Chadar Hamitois. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk and Sefer Melachim. And Chazal say it means the Kodesh Kadoshim, the bedroom, the Mokem of Zivug of Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, there's also Chuppah of Kafalei Har Kigigas. Now it's interesting, I think we spoke about this, that the Hafla writes that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, which is L'chayr, to turn Klal Yisrael into a Pnuyah. They were Mizaneh by Chet Egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would now be Merachek them, and therefore the Eitz is that he breaks the Luchos. The Shaila is, but it's too late, Mamon Afshach. If the Kedushin was already because we received it, and let's say the Bizas Hayam is the Kesef Kedushin, what does it help to break the Luchos? We already Makudish. And if it's the Luchas, that's the Kedusha Shtar, so just don't give it. You don't have to break it, just don't give it. And if it's the Biza Sayam, then it's already Makudish. So he has a whole mahalak that it was the Biza Sayam, but it was Al Tanai. And the Tanai was Sheyakabluas Hatoira. By breaking the Luchas, it breaks the Tanai. So then he asks, so then how were they Taka Makudish? Not the Biza Sayam, and not the Luchas. He says it was the Chuppah. And Rav Huna holds Chuppah Koina, Chuppah also makes Kiddushin. If you know the Sugya and Kiddushin Daf Hey, those that you go through the Sugya, the Gemara says we don't pass them like Rav Huna because Chuppah is Bal Karchai. Chuppah can't be Bal Karchai. And that's the Pircha. But over here it was Bal Karchai. So over here, if you learn the Sugya well, over here for sure Chuppah could make Kiddushin. Over here everyone agrees to Rav Huna. And then the Chuppah came back as Kiddushin. But actually there's another Mahalach the Shef Shmaitzer talks about in the Hakdama. But the Shef Shmaitzer wants to say that the Kiddushin was, in fact, the Yikchu Li Truma. Because we give a Truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not talking about the Kiddushin that Klal Yisrael is the Chosin, and the Torah is the Kala, and the Eibishter is the Shver. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosin, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. So where's the Kesef Kiddushin, says the Shef Shmaitzer, based on a shtickle he brings from earlier, from Kanvoinim. Adam Choshev, Hanos Adam Choshev. That's Kiddushin Dav Zayin. We're going along into the Sugya. Kiddushin Dav Zayin, Hanos Adam Choshev. Hanos Adam Choshev. I hope the Olam got up to Dav Zayin. You know, there's a story. Someone came, a bacher came to Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz for a bechina to come to the yeshiva. And he said, what did you learn last month? It was an Ibriyar. He said, Kiddushin. He asked him a kash on Dav Dalar on the days. He says, I didn't get that far. He said, Ibriyar. He didn't get to Dav Dalar. No. He asked him a kash on the Toises of Esrig. On the base, and he said, "No, Esrig nish gelernt." He said, "Nishke kumen to daf dalar, and Esrig nish gelernt." What's something gelernt? But Akoponim and daf zayin is the hanov adam choshev, and by hanov adam choshev is when the kala gives the chosin something, and that's what it means. V'yitchu li truma, the chayr it's v'yitnu li truma. No, we gave the truma, but that's when we were taking because that's how we did the kiyika chish isha. And the truth is, avada by hanov adam choshev, the kala also has to say, normally it's Nasa Nuv Amaru, but by Hanos Adam Choshev, she has to say that she's accepting it, that's Hanos Adam Choshev. That's why Moshe and Aaron say, V'hi Noyem Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu, that's the Amira that's establishing Adam Choshev. Says the Shef Shmaitz in the Hakdama, based on this, fascinating, Rashi says, V'yikhu li, famous Rashi, Lishma, Lishmi. Why does it have to be Lishma? And if it's not Lishma, there's a din that needs a Lishma. The Truma needs to be Lishma. There's a Shaila of the Biniyah, the Binyan of Mishkan needs Lishma. Yeah, no, big Shaila, there's Nidoinim about it. But that the Truma has to be Lishma by Tztoko or by, you give a Truma even if it's not Lishma. He says no, because he brings a Bach that Hanos Adam Choshev, you can't do Matan Manas Lahachsir. Normally you could do Matan Manas Lahachsir, but Hanos Adam Choshev, you have to give the Adam Choshev, not a Matana Al Manas to get something in return. No, it needs to be Lishma. It can't be Matana Al Manas Lahachsir. And to receive something in return. That's why over here, you want it to be V'yikhu li truma. So then it has to be li l'shmi. Now the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma, me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu li. But it's brought down from the Arizal that the word Yisrael, the outer letters of Yisrael is li, lamed yud, Yisrael, yud, shin, resh, aleph, lamed. Yud and lamed is li, and the inner letters, the panemius letters are asher. And he has a whole explanation that this Kedushin and Nesuin. Kedushin is more Chitzayni, and Nesuin is more Panimi. Kedushin, you say, Harayat Mekudeshes, Li. That's the Laman and Yud. And then this Asher. Asher is the Ramach Ivarim of the Chosin, and the Ranab Ivarim of the Kala is 501. And we spoke other times about that 501 is Me'ever Lateva, and Asher is 501, yeah? So, the Yikhu Li Truma, Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Li, because Mishkan represents the Kedushin and the Nesuin. And as well by Matan Torah, Va'atem Tiyu Li, Mamlechas Koyinim, the Goy Kodesh, El Hadvarim Asher Diber, Asher Tadavra Ben Yisrael. So Sai Mishkan has Li and Asher, the Li, the Kedushin part, and the Asher, the Nesuin part. But by Shviris Haluchos, Va'ato Hanichu Li, Hashem said, no, I'm breaking the Li. We're breaking the Kedushin part. Now I go figure out do it with Chuppah. We're breaking the Li part. You got it? Kedushin is Li, and the Nesuin is Asher. And we are going to move on over here. Very interesting. Truma over here in our parasha means the donation to the Bnei HaMishkan. But it's interesting. Truma, we know by Zroyim, by Truma's Dogon. Truma, this Midaraisa, it's Chita Achas Peteris, but Midrabonon, there was a Takona that a person's standard of Odom Beinoni, the Shemida Beinonis, is Echad Mechamishim, 2%. It's interesting, the Balaturim brings over here that the Mishkan was Truma. Because the Mishkan, if you know a little bit about the Bnei HaMishkan, it was 50 by 100. A base saw Sayim. A base saw is 50 by 50. The Mishkan was 50 by 100. Harabayis was 500 by 500. The Mishkan was 1/50th of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was 50 by 100, 5,000 square amis. Or that's in a rectangle, 50 by 100. We know, anyone that learned Erevin, there's a lot of things in Hilchas Erevin that it's totally in a base of Sayim, but there the Gemara gives it as a square. In square, it's about 70.7. A square that's 70.7 by 70.7 is the same 50 by 100, 5,000 square, and that's a base of sign. Harabaisto was 50 times that. So the Mishkan was a truma of the Beis HaMikdash. As well, says the Baal HaTorah, the Kodesh Kadoshim was, in the Mishkan, 10 by 10, which is 100, compared to the 5,000 of the Mishkan, is again 1/50. The Kodesh Kadoshim is a truma of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is a truma of Harabais, and the Rachash Boinus by Harabais is a truma of Eretz Yisrael, or of the world, and this goes on, but Al Kapanah, we stressed those two nekudas. Now Rashi starts talking about the things that we're donating for the Mishkan. So Rashi says, the Yud Gimel Pratim Shenet Stavu Kan, and everyone asks that it's not Yud Gimel Dvarim. If you count them, Haloi B'minyonam, Heim Tesvov, there are 15 things mentioned, items mentioned that you're donating to the Mishkan. So either the Torah says that Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Miluim is not in the Cheshbon, it's the Nesiim Heviyu, or that maybe Tcheles Argoman and Telas Shani are all just different colors of Tzemer, and they count as one. Don't use both of these terutzim, because then you will be down to 11. And Rashi says Yud Gimel. Now the reason it's Yud Gimel is because there's an Gevald Gevart that we spoke about other times, that the difference between Gevald, which is not so good if you know Yiddish, and Gevaldig is the add the Yud Gimel. If you add the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim, or the Yud Gimel Midei Shatayr Nedreshes Ben, or the Yud Gimel Dvarim Shen Nidvu LeMishkan, or the Yud Gimel Brachas Emtsoiyos in Shemayne Esrei, there are 18 brachas, but there's the Shalish Rishaynis, the Shalish Achrayinis, and then there's the Yud Gimel Brachas BeEmtsa, Yud Gimel Shvachim in Yishtabach, Yud Gimel by Bar Mitzvah. Yud Gimel is a Yiddish Azach. It takes the Gevald into Gevaldig, and it's only for the Yidden, because the Goyim, 13 is the unlucky number. You go to these big tall buildings in all of Manhattan, they have skipped 13th floor. I know there are not as much now, but there are cities and villages that have houses. There's number 11, if it's odd and even, 11, and the next one is 15. Or if there is a house, they call it 11B. They skip 13. They're back with the Geval. They don't have Hashem Echad. Echad is Gematria 13. That's a Geval de Gevart. Okay. Yeah, we're going to move on. Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Avada, this was a tzivu legabi mishkan, but huadin is a tzivu legabi beis hamikdash, which eventually is, the mishkan was first in Shiloh and various other places, but eventually in Yerushalayim, in the Zohar it brings that, va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham kechol asher, that's the pasuk, is soifei tevis, not in order, but soifei tevis Yerushalayim. So it's already a remez for the asu li mikdash that's going to be in Yerushalayim. Now, Bezman Hazer, we're in the matzav of Churban Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Beis HaMikdash, but we do have a Mikdash Ma'at. We have Beis HaKnesses, and there are Rishonim that are bringing down that actually Beis HaKnesses, or maybe even Beis HaMedrash also, has dinim like Beis HaMikdash, like I'll be certain dinim. I sobered down, it's a Chiddush, that there's an Indian that maybe a Beis Knesses should be built L'shma. So brought down Rishonim that said that when you build a Beis Knesses, it should be done L'shma. It should only be done by Yidden, not by Goyim. It has to be done. The Etzam Asiyah is a key mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. An interesting halacha, Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, he talks about Kvoid Beis HaKnesses, to be Mechabed, that's to sweep, and also to honor, and then the Beis HaKnesses, and then the Mechaber says, and you're supposed to have a Ner Doilek in the Beis HaKnesses, L'Chovid. As I state in the Mechaber, the Mechaber is from the Kolboy brings, that actually it's because that was in the Beis HaMikdash also. There was Neiros, Dolkos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shlach HaKadosh also brings the Inyan of Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaKnesses, is because they had the same way you had it by the Beis HaMikdash. It's a shiloh whether this din that you're supposed to have Neiros, Dolkos in the Beis HaKnesses is only when davening by Shachris and Ma'ariv, Shachris and Ma'ariv, or the entire day, even if the Beis HaKnesses is empty. Could it be with Chashmal? Now, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that in Hilchis Yom Tif, Simen Tov Kuf Yudalit, you're not allowed to light a candle on Yom Tif, only for Eichel Nefesh, or if you want it to be light in the house, that's also Eichel Nefesh. But a Ner of Batola, Stam, you want to light a candle of Batola, you're not allowed to. And then the Mechaber continues, but Avada, a Ner of Beis HaKnesses is not Ner of Batola. There's a mitzvah to have Ner Doilek. You light it on Yom Tif. He says, even on Yom Tif Sheni after Mincha, when Yom Tif is almost over, technically it's going to be, in a few minutes Yom Tif is over and it's going to be Chol. No, but it's covered Beis HaKnesses. It's what halacha. The Mishnah Berurah over there brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, Be'urim Kibdu Hashem. You're supposed to be Mechaber Hashem with lights. Bechlal, the whole Tzura of a Beis HaKnesses, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. You have the Oroin, which is Keneged the Oroin, and you have the Amud of the Chazan, which he says is the Mizbeach HaKetoiris. then the bima is mizbeach achitzayin, which is a big machlokes. If the bima is the mizbeach achitzayin and the mizbeach apnimi, there's different shitas about that. When someone leans Torah, it's avoida. He leans the parshas karbonis, or if he bench goimel, you're being makrav a karbon toida. And then there's the paroiches. There's so many different aspects. You have the menorah is also the you have the ner. We said lighting the ner. So we did the amud is the. Is the Mizbeach HaKetayrus. I guess the table for the Kiddush Club is the Shulchan, but I don't know if the Hashul has to have that. That's not in the Chetshuvas Chasam. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, when he's talking about the Mitzvah's essay of building a Beis HaMikdash, he writes, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Hilchis Beis HaBechira, Ein Boinon Es HaMikdash Balaylo, Shenemar Uviyoyim Hokim Es HaMishkan, Viyoyim Mekimim Veloy Balaylo. This is a Mitzvah's essay only by day, not by night. And he says, "Beferish va'oiskin bebinyonim me'alois ha'shachar, not from nates, alois ha'shachar until tzei sakechov. V'hakol chayovim livnoisu l'sai ba'atzmam uve'moinim echad anoshim ve'echad noshim kemikdash by the midbar and ein binyan beis hamikdash doiche yomtif." He also adds, "Fregin the achrayim a famous kasha l'chayr if binyan beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos and it's not doiche yomtif and it's only at day and not by night, so then it categorizes as a mitzvah essay." Shazman groma, and we know the Mishnah says in Kedushin Daf Choftes that any mitzvah's essay that's man groma noshim peturos. This Rambam is a stira minei ube. He says ain boinan mikdash balayla. He says in that same halacha later on ain boinan mikdash b'shabes v'yomtiv, and in that same halacha v'kulam chayovim echad anoshim v'echad noshim. Rabbis dubar on this famous kasha. How could it be l'chayr if it's man groma? Now the kasha that it's not noyeg on Shabbos and yomtiv is l'chayr not shver. There's a famous yisoid that the Shar HaMelech, Rabbi Kveger, the Marit, many Achronim say, the classic dogma of a mitzvah essay that's not Zman Groma, when the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph gives a reshima of mitzvahs that are Zman Groma and a reshima of mitzvahs that are not Zman Groma, the dogma of one of them that the Gemara brings is Micah. And the Achronim, the Marit, Rabbi Kveger, Shar HaMelech, the Achronim, they ask, you don't build a Micah on Shabbos, it should be a Zman Groma, you don't build it on Shabbos. And there's a lot of Torah here, but the simple Torah, the Achronim, the Nusach, there's various Nuschais, will say the Nusach is, Micah is Arya de Ravia Ale, which means there's a lion stopping you from building the Micah. Micah says, build me on Shabbos also. Hilchis Shabbos says not to build it. That's not called a Zman Groma. When we talk about Zman Groma, that there's a mitzvah that's not noyig on Shabbos, or not noyig on Chol, or not noyig by day, or not noyig by night, or only noyig at a certain date of the calendar year. By the way, that's five oifanim of Zman Groma. Only day, not night. Only night, not day. Only Shabbos, not Chol. Only Chol, not Shabbos. Or on a ta'arich, on a calendar date, and not all the other dates of the year. Those are the five, I find out as my grandma, all five are accountable for. But, when we say that you can't build a Micah on Shabbos, it's because Hilchah Shabbos says you cannot, not because Micah has a din. What would be a mitzvah that, the Etzem mitzvah says not to do it on Shabbos? Tefillin, let's say. Kiddush is only Shabbos. What's only at night? Yeah, hands on, no? No, no, that's not Pasha the Shagri. Sorry, has a Shaila, Lagabi Krishma. Okay, but the Shaila is what's Lagabi based on Mikdash over here? So there's a lot of Torah in the Achrayim that maybe only the actual binyanis can't be by night, but maybe the preparations and preparing the Chomer Gelem, preparing the Chomer, maybe is able to be done at night. There's a famous Mahalach from the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan says, the Makar of Zman Grom is Tefillin. Tefillin every day heralds in a new day, a new mitzvah of Tefillin. And at night you don't do it, and the next day is a new mitzvah. But binyan beis hamikdash, it's the same mitzvah again. Grad, it's only by day, not by night. But it's not that after the night, it's still a new mitzvah, got another opportunity for the mitzvah comes again. It's the same mitzvah as before. He wants to say that's not considered zman groma, simply because it's not dumiyah the tefillin. There are achranim that want to say that maybe the Rambam alludes himself to a teretz to the kasha by saying, echad noshim ve'echad anoshim kemikdosh shebemidbar. Meaning he's saying, it's an exception to the rule. We know that in the Mishkan, women were also chayiv. How do we know? Because they also did things. They donated things. They wove things. L'chayr, if they wouldn't be chayiv, they wouldn't be allowed to be part of the actual creation. They wove the urios and they did various other things. So it's a hechrach that it's an exception to the rule, which is a nice cute pshat, but it's wrong because the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says the rule of Zman Groma and tells us which are the exceptions to the rule. Yes, there are exceptions. There are Zman Gromas that Noshim are Chayiv, and there are non-Zman Gromas that Noshim are Potter. And he does not put Beis HaMikdash as an exception to the rule. So we have to go back and be Masbir, very Seifanim, how we understand about this mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash. As we know, there are Taryag mitzvahs, it's a Gemara in Makis, that says that there are Taryag mitzvahs that were knit in Lamoisha by Sinai, and there are many Svarim, Rishonim, and Acharonim that go by Arichas to explain what the Taryag exactly are, because you can technically count up more than 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam has a minyan, the Ramban argues on some of his and adds others in. Again, you can't add and not take out others. It has to add up not less and not more than Taryag. Because if it's V'hoya Kasher Torid, if you're going to do Taryad, then Ufarakta Ulay Me'al Tzavarecha. That's Prikas Ol. Extra or less is the same. It's not the correct. You need to have Taryag mitzvahs. So the Rambam's shita actually in Sefer HaMitzvahs, what's negay for us over here, is that he counts the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, V'keilov, meaning the mitzvah of building an Arayin, a Menorah, Ketoyres, Mizbeach Ketoyres, Mizbeach Achiz, and all of the clay HaMikdash is all part of one big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, V'keilov. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, Beferis, that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is only the building itself. Where is the mitzvah of counting the Arayin, the Menorah, and all that? He does not count them as separate mitzvahs. No, he does not. But he actually says they're part of the mitzvahs that they are related to. There's a mitzvah of hadlokas neiros in the mikdash, in Baal Oisra, and menorah is part of that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hakrovas ketoyres, mizbech ketoyres is a technical part of that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of lechem aponim, the shulchan is part of that mitzvah. That's the Ramban shita. L'chayr, the yesoid of this machlokes, it's taket be yesoid elishitosoi, that the Rambam holds that Beis HaMikdash, b'mahus, is a mocking of avoidah of korbanos, of doing this avoidah Hashem of korbanos, and therefore all the different kelim are part of it. But the Ramban, lishitosoi, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in Chumash, is mevur that Beis HaMikdash itself is a mocking for Ashuas Hashchina, to remember the Ma'amar Har Sinai. It's the building itself. This that Grada, by coincidence, of course not coincidence, but this that there's also other things going on, those are separate in Yonim, and there's the avoidah of Neiros, Ketoiros, and each one has a kli that it's done with. There are actually some other shitas in the Rishonim. The Rasag, Rav Sadia Goin, who wrote a small poem about the Taryag mitzvahs, but there is a lengthy sefer from Rav Yerucham Fischel Perlau, who was one of the Geoine Poilin from 200 years ago, who wrote a massive sforim, three-volume sefer. There's new prints now, more volumes, but the three-volume sefer of being medayik in the Lashon Hazov of the Rasag, as he writes his poem and counts his mitzvahs. The pashtas, he counts them separately in his Taryag. There's Mikdash, Aroin, Menorah, Mizbeach, work out how he has the other ones, but that's his shita. This is interesting, there's a fourth shita. The Ravid holds that Mizbeach HaChitzon is its own thing. Meaning all the other Klei HaMikdash is al derech the Rambam. They're part of Beis HaMikdash. But Mizbeach HaChitzon, in fact, is its own thing. Now, the Tzura of Mishkan or Mikdash, the Alpi Kabbalah, Be'etzem, it also is the Tzura of an Adam. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the Moyach, the Golgoyles. The Menorah is the eyes. The Shulchan is the pad. The Mizbeach Ketoris is the nose. And various other, the Klei HaMikdash and the Begodim and various other things also are facets of different part of a Tzura of an Adam. And now we have the Klei HaMikdash. There are three Kalim that have a Zer Zahav Saviv, that have a crown. Aroin, Shulchan, and Mizbeach HaZahav all have a Zer Zahav. It's mevor that the Zer Zahav is a Keser, and it can be explained that the Aroin, based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Aroin is the Keser Torah, the Shulchan is Keser Malchus, and the Mizbeach HaZahav is Keser Kehuna. The Menorah doesn't have a Zer Zahav. Toiv Shein Mishemen Toiv. It's Keser Shein Toiv, Oila Al Gabehen. So we have Keser Torah, the Aroin, Keser Malchus, the Shulchan, Keser Kehuna, the Mizbeach HaZahav. The Menorah is Keser Shein Toiv, Oila Al Gabehen. These three, though, are probably, the Sfarim explained, Keneged Torah, Aroin, Avoida, Mizbeach HaZahav, and Gemilas Chasodim Shulchan. They're also connected Bein Adam Lechaveroi, Gemilas Chasodim Shulchan, Malchus, Bein Adam Lemokoim, Avoida, and Torah, actually, the Goyin explains, is Bein Adam Leatzmoi. Those are the three different facets. Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. I don't know if we spoke it out last week, but the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, Omer Rav Yehuda, Haiman Deboi Lemehev Chasidah, someone that wants to be a Chasid, L'kayim mili de nezikin. He should learn Seder nezikin. Rava Amar mili de avos. He should learn Pirkei avos. Va'amri la mili de brachos. That's Rosh Tevis Evan. Avos, brachos, nezikin. The Goyin explains, that's Ben Adam l'mokoyim, Ben Adam l'chaverim, Ben Adam l'atzmai. Nezikin is Ben Adam l'chaverai. Brachos is Ben Adam l'mokoyim. Avos is Ben Adam l'atzmai. So the three facets are on this thing. Now it's very interesting that the Shulchan itself, we said, was Malchus, was Ben Adam Lechaveroi. But I want to show you an interesting ha'ara on that the Shulchan. There's a Gemara in Chagigo, Daf Chof Zayin. It brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel, Kapitel Mem Aleph. V'hamizbeach eitz sholosh amos, v'yedaber elai zeh ha'shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. Frek the Gemara. Pasach b'mizbeach, nesayim b'shulchan. Again, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, ha'mizbeach eitz sholosh amos, v'yedaber elai zeh ha'shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara asks, pasach b'mizbeach, nesayim b'shulchan. Says the Gemara in Chagigo. Bizman shebeis ha'mikdosh, Kaim mizbeach mechaper al ben adam. Bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim shulchan shel adam miskaper. And the Rishonim explained because that's where you do chesed. You invite hachnosas orchim on your shulchan. Rabbeinu B'chayim, this week's parsha brings that there was a minig of chasidim in Tsarfas. I guess, I don't know if there are now, but he says in his days there were chasidim in Tsarfas. And they would take their shulchan and the shulchan that they lived with in their house that people ate by, they did chesed with, they would turn it into their aroin kvura. And it would be a message about the fact that they use this shulchan, kalamarach ha-shulchanim ha-richan la-yomav. That's a shulchan which represents gemilas chasodim, which stims. We were saying that aroin, let's get this straight, aroin was taira, shulchan was chesed, mizbech ha-kaperis was avoida. But a fascinating zach, there's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Peragimah, Mishnah Gimel. Shloish shachlu al shulchan echad v'ein b'neim divrei Torah. Ki'ilu achlu mishulchan... Actually, shloish shachlu v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah. Ki'ilu achlu mishulchan eishol mokam. Shloish shachlu v'ein b'neim divrei Torah. Rachman al Islam. What is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos quote? How about that? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Perak Mem Aleph. Listen to a Mishnah. Shloish shachlu al shulchan echad v'omru all of divrei Torah. Ki'ilu achlu mishulchan eishol mokam. Shenemar v'yidaber elai zah shulchan asher. Lifnei Hashem. So that's a shulchan of Torah. So the Gemara in Chagiga says that shulchan is the aspect of Gemilas Chasodim. Shulchan is shal adam eskaper olof because he does chesed with the shulchan. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. But the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is actually telling us that the shulchan is the concept of Torah. Shloisha sha'ochlo al shulchan, and they say Torah. And now I don't have a Gemara or a Mishnah, but I have a shalach hakodesh. The shalach hakodesh. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchas Birchas Hamazin, in Simen Kuf Pei, the Mishnah Brura brings from the Shalach Kodesh that there's an inyan that there are kehilos that are machzik loim dei bachrim, that they would bring bachrim to eat by their table, the esen teg, before the concept of that the yeshiva would itself provide. Well, I guess they provided shawarma, falafel, pizza, whatever what the oil needs to eat, you know, the yeshiva takes care of that. But in those days, you would go eat by the shulchan of someone else. And the Shalach HaKadosh says, when you toimich in those bachrim, he says, first of all, you're doing chesed like the Gemara in Chagiga. And you're also saying, avada, these bachrim are going to say divrei Torah on your shulchan, and you're going to have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And then if you do that by day and by night, it's ke'ilu hikriv shnei smidim. It's like you are makriv karbonos. So shulchan itself has all three aspects of bein adam lemakayim, bein adam lechaveiroi, and bein adam laatzmei, which is Torah, avoida, and gemilas chasodim. Now, those were the klei hamishkan, but actually there's also the ureos and the krushim. There's a big shaila. What's the actual mishkan? The mishkan is the ureos. The krushim are holding up the ureos. But the mishkan itself, there are a few places where the psukim say, the ureos are the mishkan. Now, the ureos, it says there were 5 and 6. What's the inyan of 5 and 6? It's brought down in many sfarim. 5 is chamisha chumshei Torah. 6 is Torah sheval peh, shisha sidrei mishnah. The truth is, there's also an inyan al-pi that Yisrael v'irais of a kodesh baruch hu chadu. So in a kodesh baruch whose name, there's yud-hei, and then there's the vav and the hei. The vav and the hei is 11. 5 and 6 is the 11, is the second half of Shem Havaya, because when you do tshuva, you mechaber the yud and the hei to the vav and the hei, and tshuva is me'al the Torah, and so the ureas are, there's the es ureas, which is Torah, there was the ureas that have 10, 5 and 5, and then there was above that the ureas of 11, 11 is the yud-kei, and then the vav-kei. But we sang also that the vav and the hay of the ureas is chamisha chamshei Torah and shisha sidrei mishnah. A very interesting paneach rozo. He says Yisrael v'irais of a kodesh baruch hu chadu. He says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is aleph alufi shel olam. But we know we have the chamisha chamshei Torah and the shisha sidrei mishnah, but they are intertwined. They are connected. And a remez that they are connected is because there are, get ready, 6 parshiyas in Chamisha Chamshei Torah. 6 that start with the letter Aleph, and 5 Mesechtes that start with a letter Aleph is Alufei Shel Olam, and we want to show the connection of 5 and 6. There are 5 Mesechtes that start with Aleph: Peya, Eilu Dvarim She'Elam Shir, Psachim, Orla Arba Oser, Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein, Baba Kama, Arba Aves Nezikin, and Kalim, Aves Hatumais. Those 5 Mesechtes that start with Aleph, and 6 Parshias that start with Aleph: Eilu Tovdes Nayach, Eilu Pekudi Amishkan, Im Bechukaisei Teilechu, Eilu Masei, Eilu Hadvarim, and Atem Nitzavim. So the 5 and the 6 is the Alufi Shel Olam connecting to the Torah Sheb Iksav and to Torah Sheb Al Peh. Yeah, okay, say it with me.